Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I visit with Mark Perrin with McCormick Company, and we talk about their recent announcement of joining up with the Sandbox Agency, a global company, and Mark is going to explain all about it. Mark, McCormick Company had a big announcement here just recently. I'm glad I had a chance to connect with you because I'm very curious and interested to learn more. You're joining, as I understand it, a new global agency called Sandbox. And I'd love for you to just tell me a little bit about Sandbox and how McCormick is fitting into this new relationship.
All righty, so I'd be glad to. It is really a unique and we believe probably first of a kind partnership that's been established. Four agencies, one in Canada and three in the U.S., have come together and jointly formed what now is called Sandbox. And those agencies include a consumer shop in Toronto, a direct digital shop in New York, a very human healthcare focused agency in Chicago, and then McCormick carrying the ag banner. So each one is very distinct, very non-competitive, but we think that the result is much deeper capabilities for us, some expertise in some areas we didn't have, and a much larger footprint. So we're excited by it.
Well, this sounds like, with the relationship of the agencies involved, that even though you, like you said, don't compete, are going to have different clients, different kinds of industries, I'm just going to assume that the value in this is in part that you've got resources that you can call on, you know, an expertise that you may or may not have on your team, but another partner in the Sandbox arrangement would.
Correct.
And what does that mean for McCormick and its clients, first of all?
Well, you know, we did this really, Chuck, with a focus on the clients. And if there is something perhaps they had been turning to another group to get, we hope that they'll see those same or maybe better capabilities now within the Sandbox companies. From a growth standpoint, certainly there are many, many companies now that have an ag facing, but they also have a consumer facing, or they may have an animal facing, and also have a human facing. And, you know, we hope that we can bring them some additional value by coming in there now as one group instead of having to deal with multiple groups.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I understand, you as a principal in your agency, as some of these others, will now become shareholders in the new venture too, right?
That's correct. There is, the way I look at it, Chuck, there is all those own us and we own them, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So what does this mean for Mark Perrin? I mean, what kind of role will you be playing in Sandbox? And, you know, does this either change anything or just give you personally some new opportunities?
You know, Chuck, I think one of the things that was important to our clients and to our employees was consistency. Mm-hmm. And we've been that way now for, you know, going on 9 years. And we were very adamant that this does not change the company management, does not change our employees, does not change our rate structure. So from that standpoint, management-wise, you know, nothing changed. On the other hand, it is a new chapter for McCormick, without a doubt. To be a part of this, to have some of the expertise that I have just early on now gotten to see, to have additional resources and idea generators, I think that's really the change for us and our staff and our clients more than anything. And, you know, the way that the business has changed, the more brain power you can put on it, the better off you are.
So we'll still see McCormick Company as the agency that it is in terms of like the branding and your own marketing efforts, right?
Correct. That's okay. The plan.
Yeah. Well, where are you at in terms of integrating into this new relationship? Are you there, or you got some work to do still, or?
No, it's done, and we're just now starting to have a series of meetings and idea sharing and kind of brainstorming. There's a few opportunities that have already shown, which we're glad about. I think the receptivity in the marketplace is good. You know, it's really an alternative, Chuck, to the holding companies, which sometimes have issues, or smaller agencies that maybe can't address all of the clients' needs. It kind of fits right there in the middle, and we think that's going to have appeal. We're very proud of our digital group. We've got about 13 people dedicated to everything digital, as we call it. And I think that we're pretty good at that. But one of the companies now in Sandbox has been doing digital work for a long, long time in the consumer space, and it's just different. And we can learn from that, and our clients will benefit from that. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think will add strength and depth in the short term here and be something we can really showcase.
Well, one thing for sure, you'll be giving some other marketers some upfront and close and personal contact with agri-marketing, and that can't hurt anything either.
No, and there's potential out there. And I think it's important for us, and you know this as well as anybody, consolidation within agriculture is not always friendly to agencies. And we've gone through immense consolidation, and you know, anything we can do to broaden our appeal or help companies maybe that are just now beginning to see ag as an opportunity, but they're not coming from the ag world. That's part of the directive here too, I believe.
So if somebody's interested in coming to, let's say it's just Sandbox, for example, will there be a way for a company, maybe it's an agricultural company, to come through that channel to find McCormick and be able to work with you? Is that a possibility in addition to obviously the folks that know the name with its longstanding history, like you said?
Sure. And these other agencies that are our partners now are very robust with strong new business efforts. So they, when they come across someone that needs the expertise that we have, they will bring us in, and vice versa, we will do the same. I hope it casts us a wider net. That'd just be good for us as an organization, but particularly for our employees as well.
Absolutely. Well, before we close here, anything else about what McCormick is doing on its own or with this new relationship or partnership or whatever you want to call it with the Sandbox agency?
I want to stress that we are as committed to the agriculture world as we've ever been. That will not change. That is our strength. That is our passion. And if we can just enhance that offering within that space, then we've accomplished what we set out to do.
Great. Well, I wish you the best of luck. We have lots of good friends with McCormick and have appreciated knowing you, Mark. You're one of those first people, and Kathy, that I met when I got involved in this whole agricultural marketing thing more years ago than I'm starting to care to admit to.
I can relate to that, but I appreciate your time, Chuck, and thanks for what you do to help spread the word.
All right. Well, that's Mark Perrin, and we've been talking about the McCormick Companies joining the new global agency, Sandbox. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.